Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as they lead Russellville 16-13. Lady Bombers will be moving left to right in these next two quarters. Martin takes the inbound pass from Husky from the far sideline. We are back underway. Martin into the front court. Russellville once again in a man-to-man defense. Martin has the ball on the left wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert gives to Husky near the right corner. Finds Foreman on the low block. She's about to go up with it, but she shuffled her feet too much before she did, and it's called for travel. 15th turnover against Mountain Home in this game. We are 18 seconds into the second half. Russellville with a chance to either cut the margin to one or possibly tie it. Here is McAllister across the timeline. She will drill it toward the right elbow. Kicks it out to Myers. Myers drills into the paint. Now throws it over on the left side to Howerton. Howerton's dribbling just outside lane. Gives it up top to Myers. Myers gives it back to Howerton. Over McAllister on the right side. She'll take the screen, now dribbles toward the free throw line, gives it up top to Howerton. Howerton throws it to McAllister on the left side. Down the corner it goes to Myers. Now up top to Ely. Ely dribbles towards the lane, now kicks out to Myers on the left side. She's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper, no good. Davis gets the offense rebound, she puts it up and in. Kara Davis with 6 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a point. With 6:50 left in the third quarter, here is Yates into the front court to Foreman. Now Gilbert has it on the left side. She'll give it to Husky on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the long three. No good. Boy, it looked like Yates had the rebound for a moment. It just went right between her arms, and Davis gets the rebound. She's back the other way for the Lady Cyclones. Finds Myers in the lane going up for the layup. No good, but, well, I mean, shot was blocked, but she also drew contact from Anna Grace Foreman, and so she'll head to the free throw line. Foreman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So it is Myers at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. So Russellville will not be able to take the lead on this free throw line trip, but they can still tie it with the second free throw. Myers' second shot is up and good. She now has 5 points. Third tie of the night. There's also been two lead changes as well. 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. We're knotted up at 16. Foreman takes the inbound pass. Tried to give it back to Husky. Pass was well wide of her. Foreman was being double-teamed. Boy, Mountain Home still struggling with handling that full-court press. Kyra Penn's going to check into the game, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. 16th turnover against the Lady Bombers. McAllister will inbound the ball on the baseline right under Russellville's basket. She gets into Myers on the left side. Myers dribbles into the paint, pulls up for the jumper. Good. Anna Myers now with 7 points. 18-16, Lady Cyclones back on top. Ball goes to Yates. She is quickly into the front court as the Mountain Home breaks the press. Has the ball on the left side, gives it to Husky. Over on the right, it goes to Martin. Now Martin's going to dribble between the circles and set up the offense. Martin goes toward her left, gives it to Husky there on the wing. Now Husky drills toward the free throw line, tries to give it to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away by Davis, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russellville, and it'll be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline with 5:52 left in the third quarter. Yates will inbound the ball. Mountain Home does keep possession, but they really got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Husky takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Yates in the right corner. Now back to Husky. Husky has it on the wing, throws it up top to Martin. Martin drills toward the left side, throws it up top to Yates. Yates going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Fourth lead change of the night as Aston Yates gets the three. She now has 8 points. 19-18, Lady Bombers back on top with 5:22 left of the third quarter. McAllister drills to the right elbow, throws up top to Ely, over to Myers on the left side. Thought about the three, now she will give it to Davis. Now up top it goes to Ely. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good. fifth lead change as Ely comes up with her second field goal of the night. 4 points. And it's the Russell back on top, 20-19. Mount Home does break the press, but we'll turn it over as Addison Yates, the pass to her was a little bit high for her. That is the 17th turnover against Mountain Home. 20-19, Russellville on top with 4:46 left of the third quarter. Here's McAllister into the front court. Takes a screen from Ely. Another screen. Dribbles toward the left elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Z McAllister with her first 2 points of the night, and it's a three-point Russellville lead. 22-19 our score, and Husky's inbound pass was, actually thrown off the leg of McAllister, and so she's going inbound once again. Martin will take the inbound pass, throws it to Husky. A pass was knocked away there in the backcourt. Another steal by Russellville. And McAllister gets it to Howerton, who quickly puts up the layup. And Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home trailing Russellville 24-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. They would like to thank you for your business and support for over 50 years. See them for both foreign and domestic parts for automobiles, custom-built hydraulic hoses, and welding supplies, too. Merry Christmas to all from Harold Tucker Auto Parts, located at 810 South Street, Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home, a little bit of a drought right now. They come out of the timeout trailing 24-19 with 4:15 left of the third quarter. And another turnover against the Lady Bombers as Russell comes up with the steal. Here's Howerton into the front court, dribbles to the left elbow, kicks out to Davis in the corner. Dribbled toward the paint, now kicks back out to Howerton. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Nicked the front of the rim, and Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right wing. Now she's going down towards paint. Kicks out to Yates at the elbow. Now Yates going down into the lane. Kicks out top to Penn. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Up top to Penn. Now she'll give it to Martin, who will reset the offense. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen from Yates. Dribbles up top. Gives it to Penn. Tries to force down the paint to Yates. Another turnover as Ely comes up with the steal. Here is McAllister into the lane, giving it to Myers, who cuts in for the layup. Good. Anna Myers now with 9 points, and it is a 7-point lead for Russellville all of a sudden. 26-19 our score. Here is Yates back the other way as Mountain breaks the press. She goes in for the layup. Good. Addison Yates now double figures with 10 points. And that breaks Mount Home's long scoring drought with less than 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Davis with the ball up top. Throws over to Myers on the right side. Now McAllister has it there on the wing. She dribbles up to the top. Takes a screen from Ely. Picks up her dribble near the free throw line. Gives it to Ely inside the paint. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Now, offensive rebound from Myers. She goes back up with a layup. She can't get that to go. And this time Yates gets the board. And back come the Lady Bombers. Well, Husky is going to be fouled in the backcourt. Ely just got a little too aggressive going for that steal there. She will pick up her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Cyclones. Kyra Penn and Kate Gilbert checking out of the game, being replaced by Anna Grace Foreman and Leah Jackson. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. It is a 5-point Russellville lead. Here is Husky with the ball, another zone press for Russellville. And it works as they come up with another steal. But an offensive foul as Davis was going into the lane. And so she'll be called for the charge. Kara Davis picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Cyclones. 2:18 left of the third quarter. That was the 10th turnover against Russellville. Mounts home right now with 21. Here is Husky with it. She'll throw it to Yates. And it goes into the front court to Jackson's. Mounts home does break the press this time. Now Husky gives up top to Martin, who will set up the offense. She'll dribble to the right side. Now it goes back up top. Finds Foreman on the left. Gives it right there on the wing to Jackson. Jackson thought about three. Now throws up top to Yates. Over to Husky on the right side. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. An illegal screen on Addison Yates. That's her first personal foul. Number two against the Lady Bombers. And the 22nd turnover against Mountain Home. 26-21, the Lady Cyclones leading it with 1:44 left of the third quarter. Here is Howerton in the front court. Throws over to Davis on the right side. Back up top to Howerton. Howerton takes a screen from Myers, drills to the left wing, pulls up for the jumper. It will not go, and Foreman gets the rebound for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Husky, who's barely able to keep it in bounds. Now it gives it to Yates. Now she is... She will hit the floor as she was almost tied up. Now she come. Now Russell comes up with a steal and back the other way. Davis went in for the layup, couldn't, and was sandwiched into between two players. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Davis, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:11 left of the third quarter. Davis is going to check out, being replaced by Blakely Walker. Yates takes an inbound pass, throws it to Foreman. Another zone press for Russellville. Foreman will give it to Husky. Well, try to give it to Husky. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And Russellville will inbound it with 1:03 left of the third. A 5-point Russellville lead, 26-21 is our score. Walker will inbound it on the far sideline. Tried to get it in to Howerton. Husky went for the steal, but she committed a little contact too, so that is her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So that play took a second off the clock. McAllister takes the inbound pass from Walker, who will drill to the right side. Now she's going down into lane for the layup off the glass and in. Boy, a wide open look to the basket for her. Z McAllister now with 4 points, back to a 7-point Russellville advantage. Martin takes the pass from Yates, now gives it to Husky. 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Martin throws it into the front court to Jackson, now gives it to Husky. Tried to throw it to Foreman, pass was well wide of her. Luckily, last touch by Russellville, so it'll go out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back with 33.3 seconds left of the third quarter. Some of those passes tonight, that has kind of been Mount Home's Achilles heel tonight. Jackson looking to inbound it, gives it to Martin there. Almost stolen, but Martin is able to keep possession. Now throws it to Husky on the right side. 28 seconds. Now Yates has it near the right elbow. She's going down into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Anna Myers picks up her third personal foul, team foul number three, against the Lady Cyclones here in the second half. So with 23.3 seconds left, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Addison Yates. So far, she is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe with 10 points. First shot for Yates is up and good. She is Yates has actually scored all of Mount Holmes' third quarter points. Yates' second shot, and she gets both. She now has a dozen. And that cuts the Russellville's lead back to 5. 28-23 our score. Back the other way. Walker going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Jackson, and Mount Holmes with a chance to get one more shot off before the end of the quarter. Here is Martin bringing the ball across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Martin with the ball on the left wing. 6 seconds. Martin throws up top to Yates. 3 seconds. Yates dribbles down towards the lane. Now she's going to go up for the kind of a forced shot up there. She didn't have time to get anything else off. It will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Russellville leading Mountain Home 28-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.